Welcome to U.S. Cellular Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Drew Stubbs. Batting second. The shortstop, Asdrubal Cabrera. Batting third. The second baseman, Jason Kipnis. Batting fourth. The DH, Nick Swisher. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Mark Reynolds. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Ryan Raburn. Batting seventh. The catcher, Yan Gomes. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Lonnie Chisenhall. Batting ninth. The left fielder, Mike Aviles. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Trevor Bauer. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Alejandro Diaza. Batting second. The shortstop, Alexei Ramirez. Batting third. The right fielder, Alex Rios. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Adam Dunn. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Dion Vecido. Batting sixth. The DH, Jeff Kepinger. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Brent Morrell. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Gordon Beckham. Batting ninth. The catcher, Tyler Flowers. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Hector Santiago. And now, play ball. Drew Stubbs is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Stubbs strikes out. 1 out. Asdrubal Cabrera is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cabrera strikes out. 2 outs. Jason Kipnis is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Kipnis takes first base on ball 4. Nick Swisher is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Swisher takes first base on ball 4. Kipnis moves to second. Mark Reynolds is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Reynolds strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Alejandro Diaza is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Diaza hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Aviles. Diaza reaches second base with a double. Alexei Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ramirez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cabrera fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Diaza moves to third. Alex Rios is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Rios hits a fly ball into right field. Raburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Diaza tags and scores. 1 out. It's 1-0, White Sox. Adam Dunn is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Dunn hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-0, White Sox. Dion Vecido is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Vecido hits a line drive towards the mound. Bauer reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jeff Kepinger is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Kepinger hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-0, White Sox. Brent Morrell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Morrell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gordon Beckham is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. There goes Morrell. The throw from Gomes and he is safe. Morrell steals second. Gordon Beckham is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Beckham hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Aviles. Beckham reaches second base with a double. Morrell scores. It's 5-0, White Sox. Tyler Flowers is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Flowers is hit by the pitch. Alejandro Diaza is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Beckham moves to third. Flowers moves to second. Alejandro Diaza is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Diaza is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Diaza takes first base on ball four. Matt Albers now pitching. Alexei Ramirez is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Ramirez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Ramirez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kipnis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ryan Rayburn is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Rayburn strikes out. 1 out. Yan Gomes is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Gomes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lonnie Chisenhall batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Chisenhall hits a fly ball into left field. Vasido settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mike Aviles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aviles hits a pop-up off the glove of Ramirez, and into shallow left field. Aviles reaches second base with a double. Gomes moves to third. Drew Stubbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Stubbs is 0-for-1 in the game. Stubbs hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gomes scores. Aviles scores. It's 5-2, White Sox. As Drubal Cabrera batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Cabrera is 0-for-1 in the game. Cabrera hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Stubbs moves to second. Jason Kipnis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Kipnis is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Kipnis hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Diaza. Kipnis reaches second base with a double. Stubbs scores. Cabrera goes all the way around to score. It's 5-4, White Sox. Nick Swisher is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Swisher is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Swisher hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kipnis scores. It's Indians, 5, White Sox, 5. Mark Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-1 in the game. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards third. Morel fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Alex Rios is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Rios is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Rios hits a ball on the ground towards third. Chisenhall fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Adam Dunn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dunn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Dunn hits a line drive beyond third. Chisenhall can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Dion Vasido is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Vasido is 0-for-1 in the game. Vasido hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Albers fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Jeff Kepinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Kepinger is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Kepinger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Chisenhall fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 5. The Indians will come to bat. Ryan Rayburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Rayburn is 0-for-1 in the game. Rayburn is hit by the pitch. Yan Gomes batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Gomes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gomes takes first base on ball 4. Rayburn moves to second. Lonnie Chisenhall is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Chisenhall is 0-for-1 in the game. Chisenhall strikes out. 1 out. Mike Aviles is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Aviles is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Aviles hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Rayburn moves to third. Gomes moves to second. Brian Omagroso now pitching. Drew Stubbs batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Stubbs is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Stubbs hits a ball on the ground towards third. Morrell fields it, steps on third, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Brent Morrell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Morrell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Morrell strikes out. 1 out. Gordon Beckham batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Beckham is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Beckham hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Tyler Flowers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flowers is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Flowers hits a ball on the ground towards third. Chisenhall fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 5. The Indians will come to bat. As Drubal Cabrera is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Cabrera is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cabrera hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Jason Kipnis is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Kipnis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Kipnis takes first base on ball 4. Cabrera moves to second. Nick Swisher is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Swisher is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Swisher strikes out. 1 out. Mark Reynolds is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-2 in the game. Reynolds takes first base on ball 4. Cabrera moves to third. Kipnis moves to second. Ryan Rayburn is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Rayburn is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Rayburn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cabrera scores. Kipnis scores. Reynolds moves to third. It's 7-5, Indians. Yan Gomes is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Gomes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gomes strikes out. 2 outs. Lonnie Chisenhall is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Chisenhall is 0-for-2 in the game. Chisenhall hits a line drive into right field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Reynolds scores. Rayburn moves to third. It's 8-5, Indians. Mike Aviles is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Aviles is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Aviles hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rayburn scores. Chisenhall scores. It's 10-5, Indians. Drew Stubbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Aviles. The throw from Flowers and he is safe. Aviles steals second. Drew Stubbs is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Stubbs is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Stubbs hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Diaz, who is chasing the ball. Stubbs reaches third base with a triple. Aviles scores. It's 11-5, Indians. Asdrubal Cabrera is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Cabrera is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Cabrera hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 11, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Brian Shaw now pitching. Alejandro Diaz is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Diaz is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Diaz hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Shaw fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Alexei Ramirez is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Ramirez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ramirez strikes out. Two outs. Alex Rios is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Rios is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Rios hits a pop-up towards short. Cabrera settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 11, and the White Sox 5. The Indians will come to bat. Jason Kipnis is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Kipnis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and two walks. He's got two RBIs. Kipnis hits a fly ball into left field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Nick Swisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Swisher is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Swisher hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Vasito. Swisher reaches second base with a double. Kipnis scores. It's 12-5, Indians. Mark Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Reynolds hits a line drive towards third. Morel reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ryan Rayburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rayburn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got two RBIs. Rayburn hits a fly ball into center field. Diaz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Yan Gomes is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Gomes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gomes hits a fly ball into right field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Swisher scores. It's 13-5, Indians. Lonnie Chisenhall is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Chisenhall is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Chisenhall hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Rios. Chisenhall reaches second base with a double. Gomes scores. It's 14-5, Indians. Ramon Troncoso now pitching. Mike Aviles is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Aviles is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got two RBIs. Aviles hits a line drive into left field. Vasito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 14, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Adam Dunn is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Dunn is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Dunn takes first base on ball 4. Dion Vasito is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Vasito is 0-for-2 in the game. Vasito hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kipnis fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jeff Kepinger batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Kepinger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Kepinger takes first base on ball 4. Vasito moves to second. Brent Morel is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Morel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Morel strikes out. Two outs. Gordon Beckham is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Beckham is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Beckham hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Vasito scores. Kepinger moves to third. Beckham moves to second. It's 14-6, Indians. Cody Allen now pitching. Tyler Flowers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flowers is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Flowers hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 14-9, Indians. Alejandro Diaz is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Diaz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Diaz takes first base on ball 4. Alexei Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Ramirez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ramirez hits a fly ball into right field. Rayburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 14, and the White Sox 9. The Indians will come to bat. Drew Stubbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Stubbs is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 3 RBIs. Stubbs hits a ball on the ground towards third. Morel fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. As Drubal Cabrera is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Cabrera is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Cabrera hits a fly ball into center field. Diaz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jason Kipnis is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Kipnis is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 doubles and 2 walks. He's got 2 RBIs. Kipnis takes first base on ball 4. Nick Swisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. There goes Kipnis. The throw from Flowers and he is safe. Kipnis steals second. Nick Swisher is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Swisher is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Swisher hits a fly ball into center field. Diaz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 14, and the White Sox 9. The White Sox will come to bat. Alex Rios is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Rios is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Rios hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cabrera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Adam Dunn is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Dunn is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Dunn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kipnis fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Kipnis. Dion Vasito is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Vasito is 0-for-3 in the game. Vasito hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Kipnis reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jeff Kepinger is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. There's a wild pitch. Dunn moves to second. Jeff Kepinger is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Kepinger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Kepinger hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dunn scores. That run is unearned. It's 14-10, Indians. Brent Morel is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Morel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Morel hits a pop-up towards short. Cabrera settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 14, and the White Sox 10. The Indians will come to bat. Mark Reynolds batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Reynolds is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Reynolds takes first base on ball 4. Ryan Rayburn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Rayburn is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 2 RBIs. Rayburn hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 16-10, Indians. Yan Gomes is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Gomes is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Gomes hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Troncoso fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Lonnie Chisenhall is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Chisenhall is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 2 RBIs. Chisenhall strikes out. 2 outs. Mike Aviles is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Aviles is 3 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Aviles strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 16, and the White Sox 10. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Smith now pitching. Gordon Beckham is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Beckham is 3 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Beckham hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kipnis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Tyler Flowers is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Flowers is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 3 RBIs. Flowers strikes out. 2 outs. Alejandro Diaza is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Diaza is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and 2 walks. Diaza takes first base on ball 4. Alexei Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Ramirez is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Ramirez hits a ball on the ground towards first. Reynolds scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ramirez for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 16, and the White Sox 10. The Indians will come to bat. Drew Stubbs is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Stubbs is 2 for 5 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 3 RBIs. Stubbs hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Dunn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. As Drubal Cabrera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabrera is 2 for 5 in the game, with 2 singles. Cabrera hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Jason Kipnis batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Kipnis is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 doubles and 3 walks. He's got 2 RBIs. Kipnis hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Diaza. Kipnis reaches second base with a double. Cabrera moves to third. Nick Swisher is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Swisher is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Swisher takes first base on ball 4. Matt Lindstrom now pitching. Mark Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 3 in the game. With 2 walks. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ramirez picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Ramirez. Cabrera scores. Kipnis scores. Swisher moves to third. Reynolds moves to second. It's 18-10, Indians. Ryan Rayburn is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Rayburn is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 4 RBIs. Rayburn strikes out. 2 outs. Yan Gomes is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gomes is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Gomes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Swisher scores. Reynolds moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 19-10, Indians. Lonnie Chisenhall is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Chisenhall is 2-for-5 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 2 RBIs. Chisenhall hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Beckham settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 19, and the White Sox 10. The White Sox will come to bat. Vinny Pestino now pitching. Alex Rios is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Rios is 0-for-3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Rios strikes out. 1 out. Adam Dunn batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Dunn is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Dunn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cabrera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Dion Vecido is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Vecido is 0-for-4 in the game. Vecido hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Rayburn. Vecido reaches second base with a double. Jeff Kepinger is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Kepinger is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Kepinger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. There goes Vecido trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 19, and the White Sox 10. The Indians will come to bat. Alejandro Diaz now playing left field. Connor Gillespie now playing first base. Jordan Danks now playing center field. Casper Wells now pitching. Mike Aviles is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Aviles is 3-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Aviles hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Beckham settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Drew Stubbs batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Stubbs is 2-for-6 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 3 RBIs. Stubbs takes first base on ball 4. As Drubal Cabrera is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cabrera is 3-for-6 in the game, with 3 singles. Cabrera strikes out. 2 outs. Jason Kipnis is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Kipnis is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 doubles and 3 walks. He's got 2 RBIs. Kipnis hits a fly ball into left field. Diaz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 19, and the White Sox 10. The White Sox will come to bat. Chris Perez now pitching. Brent Morrell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Morrell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Morrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cabrera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Gordon Beckham batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Beckham is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Beckham hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cabrera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Tyler Flowers is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Flowers is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 3 RBIs. Flowers strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 19, and Chicago White Sox, 10. Goodbye from US Cellular Park in Chicago.